If you can go ahead and tell me what letter you see, what you see here, and one more thing that starts with this letter. And you can just try your best.
The letter A, and that's an apple. And...
oh, sorry. Before we start, go ahead and hit a buzzer. I feel like you're wrong.
Hit a button?
Don't they make funny noises? All right, let's start over. So what was this?
A, apple. Alphabet.
Oh, nice.
B, boy, body. C, cookies and crumbs. D, duck. Donut. E, elephant. Tricky one.
Oh, that's okay. Do you like elephants?
Yeah, my dad loves elephants.
Oh yeah, where do you see them?
At the zoo.
Yeah, that's fun. It's okay if you don't know. Do you want to skip to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
F, fish, and food. G, guitar, grandpa. H, house, horse. I, ice cube, igloo. J, juice. I can't think of one.
That's okay. What's your favorite type of juice?
I really like Capri Sun's Pacific Coolers. Those are really good.
Yeah, those do sound good.
K, key, kangaroo. L, leaf. Loaf of bread. M, monkey, mom. N, nose. I can't think of one.
That's okay.
O, oranges, octopus.
Ooh, nice.
P, plate, pizza. Q, duck, queen. R, red, Rosie. S, spider. Spin. T, table, teeter totter. U, umbrella.
A bit trickier.
Yeah.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
So if this is down, this is
up. V, vacuum.
What type of ice creams are there?
Vanilla. W, watch. Which? X, x-ray. Oh, that's a tricky one.
That's a hard one. Do you know any instruments? It's okay if you don't know. This one is a hard one.
I don't know.
Okay.
Y, yogurt. Yo. Z, zebra. Xylophone.
Yes! Woo! You did a great job! Go ahead and hit a button! Yeah! Alright, now okay. We're going to do some numbers. So, go ahead and tell me what this, and tell me what you think might come next.
One, two, three, 4.
What do you think comes next?
5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16.
What?
What?
What's that?
20.
So what do you think comes next?
16. Cause I thought that one would be the one after that. 25.
So what do you think comes next?
Oh, I get it now. 30.
What do you think
comes 35. 40. It's turned into 10.
What do you think comes
10.
Next?
Oh wait, no. 50. 60. 80. Oh, it's still 70. Now it has to be 80. Yeah, it's 80.
What was this number?
Oh, 70. 80. 90, 100, okay. 110, 200, 300, 500,
700,
maybe?
1,000! It's a bit mixed
up, right? Yeah. Oh, it turned into 500. Okay.
Alright.
That's a.
Now we're plus equations. Okay. Do you know how to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, can you read me the equation?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Awesome. What about this one?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Awesome. Do you know these?
No, not yet.
Okay, could you just read it to me?
6 times 3 equals mystery.
This is divided by?
Yeah. Divided by 3, I don't know yet, because I'm only in second.
Okay.
I'm going into third grade.
Third grade? That's so awesome. Congrats.
Next year.
Did you like second grade?
Yeah. I did it in homeschool since of COVID.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Next year, do you know if you're going
to
be home?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a normal school next year. We already know.
That's awesome. Good for you. Well, go ahead and hit the buzzer. You did a great job. So now we have a different type of game with some pictures, okay?
It's a lot of pictures.
Yeah, so if I tell you that this is a bag, and now there's another one, there are two ones.
Two bags.
Mm-hmm. What if I told you this is a duck, and now there's another one? There are two.
Two ducks.
All right. If I told you this is a ship, and now there's another one.
Two ships.
Mm-hmm. What if this is a smide? And then there's another one.
Two smides.
Mm-hmm. If this is a skack, and then there's another one.
Two skacks.
If this is a cup, and then there's another one.
Two cups.
This is a mick.
A mick. And there's two micks.
Mm-hmm. This is a yag.
A yag, and now there's two yags.
Uh-huh. This is a snack.
And now there's two snacks.
This is a slide.
And now there's two slides.
Yep. This is a crib.
Now there's two cribs. And this is a lamp.
It is a lamp, mm-hmm. But we're going to call it a light.
A light, okay.
Now there's?
Two lights.
Mm-hmm. This is a cow.
Cow. And now there's two cows.
Yep. This is a shoe.
And now it's two shoes.
This is a yak.
A yak. And now there's two yaks.
This is a pipe.
A pipe. And now there's two pipes.
This is a
foo. A foo. And there's two foos.
Yeah.
A bell. And now there's two bells. A rock. And now there's two rocks.
And last but not least, this is a brib.
A brib. And now there's two bribs.
Wow. What do you think about that? All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer. You did great.
Orange.
Yay. So now we're going to look at some silly pictures. They're quite silly.
Whoa.
So can you go ahead and just tell me, what do you see here? And what do you think might be happening?
There's a lion and a boy on a boat, and they're in a river of some sort with lily pads and, like, huge fish. And there's, like, I don't even see any water almost. And that's mostly all. And then there's like leaves and stuff in the background. And a dragonfly right there.
So what do you think is happening?
They might be came to the weird river to see the big fish. Or just to look at the lily pads.
Do they look like friends or?
They might be friends. Like that's the boy and it's its pet.
Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have a cat.
Oh, a cat? What's her name?
Her name is Ramona.
Oh, that's beautiful. Alright. Anything else you want to add about here?
No.
Okay, let's look at the other one. Alright, so what do you see here?
I see somebody's room, a person, and there's a little fish. And he's probably pretending to fly on the bed. By stacking on pillows, and flying paper airplanes out the window, because the window's partly opened. And that's all I can think of.
Yeah, do you see anything in the air?
In the air there's little airplanes, and then that one, mm-hmm. and that one.
What about the ground?
It's kind of messy. There's two cars, a pillow, and a sock.
Does your room ever look like that?
Yes. It gets really messy sometimes.
Yeah. So what do you think he's doing?
He's trying to fly the paper airplane really high.
Oh. Anything else?
No.
Okay. This one's a bit silly too. What do you see here?
Kinda looks like the sticker. It looks like there's an octopus in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That's writing things with a bunch of pencils and notebooks. There's a little mouse, two mice. There's a girl that has a light bulb, and she's probably making something with the light bulb.
It's awesome, that's a great description.
Yeah.
What do you think is happening?
The octopus is trying to blend in. And the girl doesn't notice the octopus, but the octopus is writing things too. And the girl is trying to make something.
Wow, I think that's a great idea of what's going on. That's the first I've heard that. I love that. Anything else you want to say about this one?
No.
Alright. What's happening?
Whoa.
There? What do you see?
There's a snail. Two snails. Three snails. Three snails. And the girl is picking her crops. The snails are eating the crops and trying to eat them. So that's why there's so many snails. And she found the biggest one ever. Huge.
Do you ever do something like this?
Maybe on the 4th of July we pick corn at my dad's side of the family down in the country where some of my, I don't know what to call them. They're like my grandpa's sisters.
Okay.
So like my second grandma.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, that was terrific. Go ahead and hit a buzzer. Yes. So now we're going to do some reading. Do you like reading?
Yeah. I signed up for the summer reading challenge at the library.
Awesome. Maybe you'll get some cool prizes with that.
Yeah.
So if you want to go ahead and start reading, we'll see how you get over.
Jeff was happy to see the snow. He could hardly wait to get outside. He hurried to put his winter things. First he put on the snow pants, then he got his jacket. His mom made sure he had his hat, mittens, and boots. Jeff ran outside to join the other kids. They had just started making snowmen. And first they made the bottom part, then they needed to be big. They had to keep rolling the snowball around the yard. It took three kids to push it. Next, they made the middle. It took two kids to roll that part. It was not as big. Jeff made the head. It only took one person to roll it, but it took two people to lift it. It finally, all three parts were together. Now they needed to dress the snowman. Jeff ran home to get a hat, and the other kids ran home to get other things. They used sticks for arms And they brought some big buttons for eyes, and they used a carrot for the nose, for a nose, and they wrapped his neck in a scarf. The snowman was done. He was a cool-looking snowman. When they were done, they all went to Jeff's house to warm up. Jeff's mom made hot cocoa. After the cocoa, they went back outside. They wanted to play in the snow some more. This time, they went sledding. The park had a big hill. They went down the hill fast. Jeff loved the snow.
Wow, you are a great reader. You did so great. Have you ever made a snowman?
We have attempted to.
Yeah.
But the carrot always got eaten by an animal.
Oh gosh, what animal?
I don't know. Something that comes in the nighttime.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Do you want to try reading one more?
Sure.
Okay.
Cam was feeling happy as he and his Uncle Mo walked to the bus stop, and they sat and waited on the bench. Cam thought, "I like the summer, and I'm glad to see you, Uncle Mo. I wish he didn't live so far away." Finally, the bus came. They got on the bus, and Uncle Mo gave the driver change for free. Uncle Mo did not have enough coins for the free, so he had bills but no coins. So he needed another quarter. Cam was scared. What if they couldn't go to the park? Cam slipped his hand in his pocket and he pulled out two dimes. He gave them to Uncle Mo. Then Cam slipped his hand right in his pocket. He pulled out one nickel and gave it to his Uncle Mo. They had enough money for the free. Uncle Mo patted Cam on the back. "Thanks, little man," Uncle Mo said. They sat down and Cam held his towel in his lap. Cam was the only kid on the bus. He looked out the window and he saw cars go by. He saw people go by and he even saw other buses go by. He sat and waited. Uncle Mo listened to music. Cam could hear the beat of the wobble from the earbuds. He tapped his foot and moved his head to the beat. Uncle Mo looked at Cam and smiled. He gave Cam an earbud so Cam could hear the music too. They shared the beat as they sat and waited on the bus.
Wow, great job. That was awesome. You're such a good reader. I'm gonna let you decide. Do you wanna read one more?
Sure.
Okay.
I can't read that word, though.
That's all right. That says Archie.
Archie was born in Ohio. He played football in high school. He ran fast on the football field, and he was very good at football. Archie was very smart, too. After high school, he went to Ohio State. He played on the team from 1972 to 1975. He helped the team win a lot of games. Archie was one of the best football players ever. He finished at Ohio State. Archie played football for 7 years. Then he went back to Ohio State for more school. He was very smart and now he works for Ohio State. I came home. It smelled good. "Dad, what are you cooking?" I asked. "Sunday is New Year's Day. I'm cooking Hoppin' John's," said Dad. "Hoppin' John's? Who's that?" I asked. Dad laughed. "It's food, not a man. It is rice and black-eyed peas cooked with ham and onions. Long ago, black people brought this food from Africa, and they showed farmers how to grow rice and Hoppin' John's. We eat it at New Year's for luck and to remember where we came from." What do you mean? I asked. "We came from Graham's house." Dad laughed. We came from grandpa's and all the other in our family. Who's Hoppin' Johns years ago?
Great! Wow, I love hearing you read. You're really good at that. Go ahead and hit a buzzer. Awesome. Okay. So this one's a bit different of a game. So with these, tell me what they're doing, and then how would you do that? Like, what steps would you take?
They're brushing their teeth, and first you put the toothpaste on, and then you rinse it with water, and then you brush your teeth and spit it out, and then wash your mouth out.
Yeah, sounds good to me. What about here?
He's washing his hands, and first you put water on them, and then you put soap, and then you scrub them together and rinse them. I haven't tied my shoes in a while. I always wear slip-ons.
You can just try your best.
They're tying their shoes, and first you make like a knot, kind of not a knot, just a simple knot, and then you put two bunny ears and twist them together and like put one of the laces under one, and then it ties basically.
Oh, you did great for someone who doesn't do it often. Okay, this one?
I do this a lot, actually. I make myself cereal in the morning sometimes.
What type of cereal do you like?
I like Honey Nuts. Reese is more the sugary person. He likes Trix better. Maybe. I'm not sure. Because he eats both.
Yeah.
So first you get out a bowl and a spoon and a cup. I drink my cereal separate from the milk, so I eat the milk separately, so I have to do a little more. Well, you get the bowl and the spoon, then you find the cereal, and you get the milk, and you pour the cereal in the bowl, and get the milk, and pour it in the cup, and then put everything back, besides the cereal and the bowl and the spoon.
What do you do with the cereal, then?
Eat it.
Alright. What's going on here?
Getting dressed. First, you take off your shirt, and you look for a new shirt you want to wear. And then you take off your pants and you change them into whatever you're gonna, what shorts or pants or whatever you wanna wear. And then you put on socks and then you're ready for the day.
Awesome. What's happening here?
Ooh, I love cupcakes.
What's your favorite type?
I really like vanilla, and my mom likes chocolate stuff, but she'll eat vanilla if there's only vanilla stuff. First, you get the pan and put the cupcake liners on it, and then you make the dough stuff, or the, I don't know what to call it, batter, and then you put it in the oven and let it cook and let them cool, and then you can put frosting and sprinkles and on them.
Best part, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening here?
Ooh, painting. I do art sometimes.
Oh, what type of art?
I can paint, I can draw. What else? I like to do crafts. So first you get whatever you need out, paper, paint, markers, pencils, and you pour the paint onto a paper plate or like a palette or in a bucket like she's doing. And then you can paint whatever you wanted to paint, and then let it dry and it's a painting.
What type of things do you paint?
I really paint anything. I really like cats, so I paint cats sometimes, or draw cats.
That's awesome. All right, what's happening here?
Getting in the car. First, you get in the car, and you buckle your seatbelt. And my car seat has little handles, so you slide the bottom part under it, and then you can start to go wherever you're going.
Yeah. What's happening here?
It's feeding the teddy bear. First you get the bowl and the spoon. You do not put food in it or your teddy bear is going to be very dirty. And then you have to have the teddy bear. Or it's not feeding a teddy bear. And then you put the spoon by its mouth and it eats it. Or tries to eat it. It's invisible food. I feed my cat every morning, and its food is disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
It's yucky.
Do you ever do this?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right, so this one's a bit different. It's not really like a task they're doing, but you can tell me like what they did and then if you would ever do this.
It looks like they're dressing up for Halloween. And they've got like a mixed outfit. They have like a ballerina tutu and they have like sneakers and I don't know what that is, like a feather thing. They got a witch hat, a princess wand, and a tie, and glasses. It's a lot of stuff you can wear for Halloween.
Do you ever dress up like that?
For Halloween, usually. We have a candy drawer, and it has so much candy in it. Our old neighbor, because we moved, and our old neighbor would give us 300 suckers. And that's how our candy drawer got so full.
That is a lot of candy. What's your favorite type of candy?
I really like suckers, Twizzlers, gummies, Skittles. That's mostly my favorite. I'm not the chocolate fan, so I don't like chocolate. I only like gummy candies and stuff my mom doesn't like. She only likes chocolate.
Yeah.
My dad made the candy drawer. My mom doesn't like sugary stuff. She only likes desserts, not candy.
What did you dress up as for Halloween?
Last year I was JoJo Siwa, that girl that sings. And Reese was a character from a movie, The Nightmare Before Christmas. That was a good movie. We watched it in between Christmas and Halloween because it's a Halloween and a Christmas movie.
Awesome. Anything else?
No.
Okay. What's happening here?
Looks like they're maybe at a playground and they're waiting turns to slide. I like slides, especially the really twisty tube ones.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones are fun.
Do you like the water slide?
Oh, I haven't been down a water slide, actually. I like the big ones.
Oh.
Because last year I wasn't old enough and it was COVID, so I couldn't go on them anymore.
So how would you go on a slide?
Well, there's usually a ladder or stairs to get up to the slide. And usually it's one at a time because you can't always go down the slide at once. But sometimes me and my friend and Reese would go down the slide all at once and get clogged up at the bottom.
That's so fun. Anything else about this one?
No.
Okay, what's happening here?
They're playing soccer. They're probably in like a field or something or in a backyard. And I've actually never played soccer in real life. I mean, I've played like pretend soccer, just kicking a ball around. We don't really have the yard for it because our yard is mostly ivy. We have like a treehouse house. So we don't have any grass.
Okay.
Besides down, we do live in a cul-de-sac, so it is really fun to scooter in the cul-de-sac because it's really big and it's not a crazy busy road.
Yeah, that's so fun. Do you play any sports?
No, but sometimes when I'm at my grandma's house, we play basketball and ping pong.
Awesome. What's happening here?
Looks like they're building blocks.
Do you ever do that?
My cousins do it. I'm actually the oldest cousin, so all my other cousins have blocks, but when I go to their house, I build blocks with them. So I'm the oldest. The oldest out of, besides me, is my cousin. And she's 4. I'm still the oldest, though. Besides my brother, which he's 5. And he is the oldest cousin, besides me.
Okay. That's cool, though, right?
Yeah.
Do you like being the oldest?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Looks like they're swinging. I'm going to a new school this year, so there's swings there, I think. Yeah, there's tire swings. And those are really fun, too, because they spin around. I use the swing the opposite way you should use the swing, so I swing the other way like that. And sometimes I normal swing. And some parks have swings and some parks don't have swings. And I do like swinging. I am asking my mom if we can. We have so many trees in our yard. Our yard is like the forest. So we have, I'm gonna ask my mom if we can get one of those tire swing things where there's like a bottom and it hangs on a tree.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get
my
to do
cousins
that.
My cousin, the 4-year-old cousin I have, she has one of those and I really liked it. It was fun.
Awesome. All right. Anything else about this one?
No.
All right. What's happening here?
Ooh, they're sharing candy. I do that with my brother. We share the candy drawer. And looks like one girl has a sucker and the other girl has a sucker. And then there's more candy down there. And they're sharing it.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, what's happening here?
That's a confusing one. I can't tell. There's like, it's like, that must be a timer or something. And he's looking at his shoe and thinking about what the shoe looks like or something.
Yeah. Do you ever do that?
No. Because I just slip on, sometimes I look at my shoes because my shoes are all scuffed up. And I only got these shoes like 2 months ago and they're all broken already.
Oh, wow. Well, that means you're walking around. That's good,
yeah.
Right?
I like to run a lot. I run around the house, but I can't have shoes on in the house. And I am outside, and we scooter a lot. So that's how they get worn out all the time.
Does your brother ride the scooter with you?
He rides this thing called a mini scooter. It's like a scooter on the ground with, like, 8 wheels. 2 in the front, 2 in the back. Well, like, 4 in the back and 4 in the front. And then it would, like, use your feet to push around on it. But he drags his new shoes on the ground, so he has to change into his old broken shoes, which they have like huge holes in them.
Yeah.
I scooter a lot when it's nice out.
Today could be a good day to scooter, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice out.
Last one.
Anything else?
No.
All right, you did so great. Hit a buzzer. That's awesome. All right, do you want to look through some fun pictures too?
Yeah.
These are really fun. So go ahead, tell me what you see here, what you think's happening.
It looks like a girl that's in outer space. And she has like a jar of like space fireflies or something.
Yeah.
They kind of look like fireflies. She has a rope so she can't fly away all the way because you'd be lost in space and you can't swim in space like you can in the water.
Yeah.
And she has a jar full of the space fireflies. And she's probably trying to catch more. I don't know why she doesn't have a net. Because you could just, like, grab them. Or it would smoosh them.
Yeah.
My cat can't kill things. She can't even kill a mouse or a fly. She sometimes accidentally eats spiders, but she just plays with them. She thinks they're, like, toys.
Uh-huh.
We have a bunch of stink bugs, and she doesn't eat them, but she just touches them and rolls them over and tries. She accidentally smooshes them with her paws sometimes because she's like a giant. He's like a giant to the stink bugs.
Yeah, that's silly. That's awesome. Mm. All right. Anything else about this one?
No.
Okay. We have some silly ones coming up. Do you want to let's look at this one? We can come back to these if you want. But look at this one.
I love that one.
Yeah.
It's a frog in a mug that's like a queen or a queen frog. And it's like, it's got polka dots on it, or like dots. And
how do you think it ended up there?
Probably sneaked in the house and the door was open, like letting a dog out or something, and it sneaked in. And it went in somebody's cup.
Yeah.
It's probably taking a bath in the cup.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. We have some more silly ones. I like these ones.
It doesn't look like it's just making sandwiches for the giraffe. It isn't making sandwiches for himself.
Yeah.
I don't know how that giraffe got into the house. I bet the boy sneaked it in from the zoo and tried to hit it in his room. So he's making food for it. Giraffes actually really like lettuce. I've been to the zoo before and I fed giraffes lettuce. They're really slobbery.
Oh, wow.
They, like, lick your whole hand. They don't bite, though. I don't even think they have teeth, almost.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They might have teeth, because I can't feel their teeth when they just kind of, just like my cat, she doesn't bite. She just little nibbles on you.
Oh, she's pretty friendly.
Yeah.
Oh. Anything else about this one?
No.
Okay. Let me find another silly one. This one. I think you'll like this one.
It's a goat that's like a princess. And it's got candy and chocolate coins, maybe. And diamonds.
Ever seen something like this?
No. Never. I play Minecraft, and I really like that game. And they just updated it like 2 days ago. And they have goats in it now, and the goats look really funny.
That's so awesome.
They're little white goats.
Wow.
they don't wear crowns. They don't wear little party hats or anything.
Oh, that's a bummer, right?
It would be funnier if they didn't eat pizza and have candy and and have party hats on.
Anything else about this one?
No.
Okay. Let's see. I feel like they're private. Oh, this one is silly.
I love pigs. They're so funny. It looks like it sneaked into the house and took a bath with a, and they're spilling bubbles and water. Yeah. My mom would be angry if a pig snuck into the house and took the bathtub and overflowed it.
Yeah. I think mine would be.
Yeah,
too.
It would be bubbles. My mom has a really cool bathtub. It's a big bathtub, and it's got a faucet that's not connected to the wall, so it's just like kind of like a shower head. She has a really big, cool bathroom.
Very cool. Anything else about this one?
No.
Okay. Let's see what else there is. If you see one you like, you can always stop me too.
That one's funny. It kind of looks like me grooming Ramona sometimes. I'd probably be petting her instead of grooming her because she doesn't like to be groomed. Because I don't even know if we have a groomer. In the morning, she'll wake me up by meowing and asking for food sometimes. Because she loves wet food, and she waits all night for her wet food refills. She does have dry food and water at all times, so she can eat water and dry food when she's hungry.
What does this look like?
So I think it's like a tiger. It kind of looks like a lion at the same time because it's like, it's got a mane kind of. I gave Ramona baths, but she does not like it because she can get out of the house sometimes. And she's not an outdoor cat, she's an indoor cat. On accident, she gets out sometimes and we'll catch her and find her. But there's poison ivy in our yard, so we have to wash her. And there's only one person that can touch her. Like, I don't know, it could be really anybody, but I'm the one that mostly catches her.
Oh, good job.
And she knows us, so she won't leave our yard.
So she doesn't like baths?
Yeah, she doesn't like baths. She's like, if I get out, I know I'm going to have a bath after.
Smart cat, right?
But she doesn't get soap. She doesn't have to have soap.
Okay. Oh.
So she just gets in water. Yeah. The water gets really hairy.
Anything else about this one? Okay.
Oh, that one's silly, too.
Yeah.
I was getting ice cream the other day, maybe yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday, and I had like the biggest thing of ice cream. Like Reese got a banana split tin full of, it was full of birthday cake and rainbow sprinkles, and I got a cone of ice cream, and he finished almost half, and then I ate the rest, plus the big cone I had.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ice cream. Also, the birds were out there trying to look for food.
Yeah. What type of ice cream do you like?
I like a lot of sorbet. Like, I like mango sorbet, watermelon sorbet. That one, it was only out for one summer, so it's not out anymore. But that was, like, my favorite flavor ever. And I like lemon sorbet. And there's a new strawberry sorbet coming out, and I want to try that. I've tried every sorbet they had. My favorite's probably mango or lemon, because there's a really good lemonade. It kind of tastes like lemonade.
Wow, you like all the sorbets. Yeah. I need to try more of them.
We go to the Graders. That's so cool. I love Graders.
So where do you think she's at?
At the beach, it looks like, because there's like a bucket, and you know, you wouldn't have ice cream in the winter. We go on vacation July 10th. We go to South Carolina, and there's a beach there. And my whole dad's side is coming because my mom's side lives like 2 hours away, so it'd be like a 14-hour drive there. For us, it's like a 12-hour drive. And then my grandma's coming, my grandpa's coming, my brother's coming. The cat's staying at home with a cat sitter, a babysitter for cats. Who else is coming? My aunts and my cousins are coming. My second cousin's coming, and their side of the family are coming too. And we get to stay there for a week, and it's worth the drive. My mom has a big van, so I can sit in the back of the car, and Reese gets to sit in the front. Well, not the front front, but in the middle. And because sometimes I can't set my things, like, I have this big stuffed animal that I like to bring some places, and it doesn't fit next to me all the time.
What do you like to do at the beach?
I like to make sandcastles. I like to play in the water. I'm always so afraid of stepping in the water because you can't see. It's not crystal clear water. It's like water with like, it's bluer water, so it isn't crystal clear. So you cannot always see what you step on, but there is really cool shells there. One time I stepped on a shell, but it was like a really cool shell once I figured out what I stepped on.
Yeah.
It was a big one. And that's all about that one.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing. That's awesome. Well, you're all done, and I loved listening to
that's
everything.
A,
good,
that's a lot.
So
I like
great.
That one.
Yeah. Thanks so much. You can go.